In the parable, Jesus tells about the need to pray always and not lose heart. This widow persists in bringing her case before the judge. She persists in seeking justice. We hear twice that this judge is no good. The second time, the judge himself is the one who says it. He holds no reverence for God and no respect for people. Probably he looks at the widow and thinks, "What's in it for me if she has justice? She's got no money, she's got no standing, she's got no family or people or influence." So he declines to act. "Woman, you're not going to have any justice today." But the widow, despite the fact that it's very much true that she has no money or influence or family, she doesn't let up. "Give me justice." And the answer comes, "No, but I need justice. Not today. Please." And on and on and on until the judge gives in, not because he's had some change of heart, but just so the widow will leave him alone. And that starts to sound not unlike more than a few conversations with the little ones at my house. I always start off with a strong case about not ruining our appetite before dinner, but sometimes it is easier and better just to give in and hand over the goldfish than it is to keep up the endless fight. This is what the judge does. Literally, so she will stop browbeating him, so that she won't give him a black eye over this, the Greek says. Despite the fact that this judge, by his own account, is an awful judge, the widow's persistence pays off. And Jesus' implication is that we should pray with that same persistence. By the time of Jesus, people had been praying to the God of Abraham for thousands of years already. And people had likely noticed what you have probably noticed yourself. Sometimes it's not always clear to us what difference our prayers make. Sometimes we pray and wonder if those prayers go any higher than the ceiling, if anyone's listening. Sometimes we doubt if it's even worth the time to pray. And this is what Jesus is getting at in this parable. It's not that God is anything like that unjust judge. It's that Jesus is urging us to persist in faith, even and especially in those difficult times, to keep open the lines of communication in our relationship with God. Because the thing is, God does hear prayers. God does care. God is at work to set the world right. We know this because in Jesus, God has already gone to the mat for us, taking on all the worst that humanity has to offer, carrying it to the cross so that the world would be changed, so that we would be changed by the power of Jesus' defeat of death. We are the people who believe that the wholeness of new creation is coming into this world. But we also know from experience, don't we, that sometimes it can feel like we are speaking into a void. But here's the thing. God hears our prayers, and God is faithful. Of course, what Jesus means by saying that God will quickly grant justice is up for some interpretation and debate. Reminds me of that old joke I may have told you before, where the man unexpectedly encounters God, and when he does, naturally he has some questions, right? "God, what is time like for you?" And God answers, "Well, a billion years in my sight..." Excuse me, I'm telling this joke wrong. "What is time like for you? A billion years to you is but a second in my sight." Amazing, the man thinks, right? He asks God another question. "God, what is wealth? What is possession? What is money like to you?" And God replies, "Well, $1 billion to you is like but a penny to me. It's insignificant. So the man considered that a little while, and then he had a thought pop into his brain. God, since it's next to nothing to you, can I get a penny? And God says, sure, yeah, absolutely, in a second. Which, of course, for God is 1 billion years, right? Maybe there is an element to this in our prayer life with God. Maybe what we ask God may come, but in God's timing. So when we pray for healing, stability, peace, God's yes to that prayer may be part of God's larger plan to bring healing and restoration to all the world by the coming of God's kingdom. Remember, God is not a cosmic vending machine, right? It's not like we can just come up with the right combination of quarters and prayers, and then presto, out comes exactly what we want instantly. God does answer prayer, but sometimes that answer may be no, or it may be yes, but not right now. And if you struggle with this, if you're wrestling with God over this prayer issue and you feel like you're left limping because of it, church actually, I think, is the perfect place, because questions, doubts, even complaints are a natural part of our faith, and the church is the place where we come together in that struggle to support one another in the life of faith. In fact, if you have doubts and questions, what better place is there to be than the very place where Jesus meets us at the table in bread and wine, claims us here at the font, and feeds us? In this section of Luke's gospel, Jesus has been talking about the urgency and the turbulence of the end times when the Son of Man comes like flashes of lightning. I think this parable serves as instruction for us how we behave as people of faith precisely in those difficult days. And Jesus says, pray always and do not lose heart. We're called to persist in prayer, in the words of 2 Timothy, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. We're encouraged to struggle with our needs and with our God, employing the utmost patience. Sort of like Jacob did, right, in that all-night wrestling match with the Holy One. I think we can make good use of these instructions. But if we're going to take this widow as our example for prayer, we have to acknowledge that she is in no way passive about the things she prays for, right? Even though she's vulnerable and has nothing and nobody to support her, she doesn't let up with her actions. She uses her voice to work for the justice we presume she prays for. In the same way, our task is not only to pray for God's justice, but in the meantime, before the fullness of the kingdom arrives, also to work for it. When violence continues to claim innocent lives, pray always and do not lose heart, and also be a force for peace and reconciliation in all the parts of the world you touch. This political cycle, leaving you more and more depressed every day, pray always and do not lose heart, but also be informed on the issues and vote, right? Is your neighbor, your brother, your wife, or your pastor driving you crazy with their incessant behavior? Pray always and do not lose heart, and also find ways to live out God's love for them. The really good news in all of this is that at the end of the day, God is nothing like that unjust judge. So if the judge, who cared nothing for anybody, if he heard the widow, how much more will the God who cares for us loves us desperately, how much more will that God hear us and answer us? Our God is more like a loving parent than a judge, who will not abandon us, despite the fact that we don't deserve forgiveness, despite the fact that we over and over again fail to be the people God calls us to be, despite the fact that it doesn't make any sense by our own righteousness. God answers our prayers with words like this: "This is my body given for you, my blood shed for you." God answers our prayers with the promise of eternal life, forgiveness of sins, the true presence of Christ Jesus. It may well ruin our appetite for the concerns of this world, but it is God's good pleasure to take us by the hand and lead us into the feast that has no end. Thanks be to God. Amen.